This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
This is the good day version of our weekly overview of the top topics in the world of talk. The News Talk Radio world is monitored by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com anytime during the week and see the charts for the week. This happens to be the week of May 30th to June 3rd. So the people that are on the Good Day program are here to talk about these stories, the ones that are important, their spin on them. The people on the Good Day program include Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Your comments are certainly welcome. We have a constant Twitter feed going on. Not always, though, Victoria, do we find that the Twitter feed at Good Day Show is a focus on these items, because this is the traditional world of News Talk Radio, and a lot of the things that go, although you get a lot of political stuff, I think, on Twitter, don't you? And Facebook. Isn't there a lot of political
San Jose
focus?
Has been trending for me because of all the violence at the Trump rallies this week.
Yeah. San Jose is, that's trending on Twitter right now. And National Donut Day.
Really? Terrific. All right, so let's talk about that. Let me go through the list here so that you have it, and I'll reference it three or four times during the course of the hour. Again, the folks at Talkers Magazine, at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, spend their time reviewing what's going on, underscoring what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And so in this circumstance, for the past week, these items have been on the top of mind in the traditional News Talk Radio world. Sports Talk Radio usually comes in at number 10. A lot of conversations about the NBA finals, the NHL finals. Why does this, my comment or question always is the same. It's June, for God's sakes. Why are we still playing basketball and hockey? And Richie would probably be happily adding, well, it's all about the money.
It is.
So why don't they just play it all year long? Why not play football all year long? Why not play baseball all year long?
Because
why not play hockey and basketball all day long?
If they could, they would, but they would kill all of the athletes. They need a few months to be able to regenerate their muscles. They're just worn out at the end of the 6 or 7 month season, so they need to recoup their losses and the muscle gain and get that back, and then they wear them all out again.
Baseball already seems like a year-long thing to me, because I don't like baseball.
I love it.
You're basically, spring training starts in end of February, and it goes all the way through to October.
Yeah, right.
So November, December, January.
Got it off. All right, speaking of things dying or getting killed, number 9 this week on the countdown is the focus on Prince and the cause of death, which was, Victoria, an overdose of an opioid that normally is prescribed, but in this circumstance, you think he was getting it from some street dealer.
Absolutely, yeah.
So
he had fentanyl patches and Dilaudid pills.
So how does somebody on the street get this? Where does they steal it from doctors? Where do you get these appropriated pills that people can buy on the street? How do you do that?
Well, I think they're made synthetically. They're made in labs. It's like Breaking Bad. I mean, they make their own pills and they manufacture them, and it's just black market.
So did the television show Breaking Bad give people ideas? Did it inspire more of this kind of stuff?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
I only saw a couple of episodes of that show.
I've never seen it. I mean, I know what it's about, but I've never seen it.
The way that they handled, I mean, you can say what you want to about it. It made a star out of the star. But the things that go into people's houses, and I watched a couple of episodes on the plane, and it just seemed awful gruesome to me. In which I guess the world of drug making in that sense is.
It's not pretty, yeah.
No.
But now, I don't know that this fentanyl, I'm sorry, did you want to talk about the TV show some more?
No, never mind. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. Keep going.
Okay, I don't want to interrupt.
No,
but
no.
I heard that, in my city, in Los Angeles, Dr. Drew, who deals with addiction a lot, has a local show on a radio station there. And I was listening to it the other day, and he said that this is something that's typically used to cut heroin, that it's actually a mixture of heroin and the fentanyl that causes a lot of heroin addicts to overdose. So it's odd to me that you'd be using one without the other, but it seems, I guess, maybe that's the case here. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right.
Also, I just remembered going back to, it's not just black market. It's also a lot of other countries make these drugs.
Right.
And so they can be purchased online sometimes and illegal pharmacies that are online.
He was seen at pharmacies, though, looking like he was desperate for something. Yeah. So maybe he would, you know,
he went into pharmacies himself?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They were
night before he died.
Yeah.
Wandering back and forth and sweating and looking.
TMZ was following him into pharmacies.
He was at Walgreens, I think.
Yeah. He went to like 3 Walgreens in a week. They followed him into them. Got pictures.
All right, well, you better keep yourself clean or not be a celebrity, one or the other. Otherwise, you'll have no life. In a moment, as we continue to pursue what's on the list here, the story list, and then we'll go through the list of people. I actually want to just give you the whole complete list, then we'll go back to it. I start at number 10, which is the world of sports talk radio, the passing of Prince and what caused his death, number 9. Both number 7 and number 8 are very interesting as to how the economy of South America is wilting for one reason, because of oil prices have gone down, but also the Zika virus. UCLA murder is number 6. Let's see, Pakin Putin, and his threats against NATO are number 5. Battle against Daesh, number 4. The gorilla case at the zoo, number 3. Hillary Clinton is 2, and Donald Trump is 1, in essence. And that's pretty much the way it is on the people list. So that's the list we'll go through with our comments and thoughts. Any comments and thoughts that you have, help yourself, because we have a continual Twitter dialogue going at Good Day Show. And it's 14 past the hour, as a matter of fact.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 6-pack of Scotch Move and Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that,
QL1. 3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
The Talk Radio Review, as seen by the people who are on the Good Day program, my Monday through Friday show, which has Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, our conversation about the charts, something that we thought would be a nice switch-up for understanding and talking about some of the issues and how they're being handled. Jennifer does a local radio program in L.A. as well, so she has a spin on some of these things brought about by several different things in the focus. So we've done the sports talk radio and the discussion of Prince. Now, with Brazil, Venezuela, all pretty much of South America has economic problems. Venezuela, because of the oil. Brazil, because they spent so much money on setting up for the Olympics, and the Zika virus now comes along and screws all of that up. And that's probably exacerbated this week by the announcement that somebody who had been in South America, got pregnant, came to America and had a baby. I'm surprised that's not one of the things. Maybe we can couple that in with number seven, yeah. Because this baby comes, the mother comes here, has her baby, knowing full well that the baby being born in America is going to entitle it and or her to I suppose special treatment. But what special treatment? I mean, this baby, these babies, this is a statement I will make, and it will seem horrible to some, but the I think that this sort of thing, when you know that there's a 100% chance that the babies who are influenced by the Zika virus are going to be challenged all of their lives. Most of them don't live beyond, what, a couple of months to a couple of years anyway. But bringing a child like that into the world knowing that there's going to be a problem makes me wonder.
Well, it's interesting because I just read an update. Yeah, I just read an update on that, and the mother of the baby born in Hackensack, New Jersey, she just did her first interview and said that her doctor in Honduras told her she would be fine, and she reported
what, the baby would be fine?
That she and the baby would be fine, and that she reported having a fever early in her pregnancy, and the doctor did an ultrasound and everything looked normal. So
what?
This is apparently a surprise to her when she got to New Jersey and had the baby.
An ultrasound is going to show you every single thing that's wrong, unless the ultrasound is gone.
Well, she said the ultrasound I had, everything looked fine. The doctor said, don't worry, everything will be fine. I don't think you will be affected. That's her quote from the doctor.
She didn't say he's in Honduras for an ultrasound. He's a 1968 Polaroid camera.
Yeah, a Dixie cup.
No, that's preposterous. There isn't anything that I've read or understand about Zika as it affects these babies. There is a 100% chance the baby's going to be flawed. What if they could tell? What
if they can look at a 6 or 8 week old baby and tell whether it's a boy or a girl by looking at the parts? Yeah. I'm pretty sure that they can determine whether the head is the proper size.
But
or
again,
not
maybe in Honduras, that's not the case,
right? Well, they don't know how to do it.
Yeah. She said she didn't have conjunctivitis or any of the other symptoms that they were asking her about. She didn't have any of them, and that's why the doctor said you're going to be fine.
But with an ultrasound, you're going to see the size of the head. You're going to see the shape of the spine. You're going to see the legs, the feet. You're going to see all of that stuff in an ultrasound.
But, you know, physically, the babies don't present symptoms until a few months into their life. I mean, when they're born, they actually look normal from what I've
seen. The heads?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some do and some don't.
Some don't present symptoms, though, until they're older.
Yeah.
They don't develop the same. Their head stays small.
Really? It's funny because that's counter to what I've seen. But anyway, this is an ongoing problem. And it threatens the reality of what will happen at the Summer Olympics, seems to me. I wouldn't go down there. Would any of you go?
Nope.
To the Olympics? No, even some of the people that are participating don't want to go.
Wouldn't want to be
21
there.
After the hour. Countdown Extra on Good Day.
Yeah. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour, Good Day's overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Talkers Countdown. We've gone from number 10, sports talk, to the death of Prince and what caused it. Number 9, number 8 and number 7 have to do with what's going on in Central and South America with the Zika virus, and in Brazil with the future of the games. Will there or will there not be games? I'm guessing there will be games, but what kind of an economic disaster is it going to be? Because nobody's going to want to go down there, frankly. Number 6, Jennifer Horn, who's here, she's a Los Angelian. Victoria Keelan is a New Yorker. Richie's in Washington, so perhaps the credibility quotient goes to Jennifer here with the latest. There was a concert this week to sort of calm people down after the situation. I've told the story. Maybe I need to tell the story a little bit.
Yeah, you're the one really credible here. Your daughter works at UCLA.
My daughter is a prof at UCLA, and she was teaching a class, one of her classes on, was it Wednesday morning? I think Wednesday.
At Emily Bronte Seminar, I believe, something like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. Yes, she's a Victorian novelist, specialist of English lit, et cetera, yeah. So all of the buildings at UCLA are sort of in a horseshoe at the main campus, and there's a big common area out front, and then there's the Ronald Reagan Hospital and Medical Center sort of to the back of it. It's a huge campus, and there are normally in any day 14, 15, 16,000 people roaming around that campus. This morning, this fellow who came back from Minnesota, as we find out, had been there, not a particularly good student, and the professor in question apparently helped him. The guy's name is William Klug, helped this guy, Manik Sarkar, I think that's how you pronounce his name. Mm-hmm. And what I said on the air is what everybody else is saying and thinking, oh yeah, another one of them. You look at the picture, you look at his name, and you say, okay, another one of them. Now, what does that mean? You figure it out. I'm just telling you that when that's the human condition that we're in right now. We become so either sensitized or desensitized to looking at the people who are committing some of these crimes and seeing their names, we just draw conclusions. Like it or you don't like it, I'm telling you that's part of the conversation.
conversation.
But by all accounts, this professor and the student had a good relationship. He was
the professor got him through. The guy wasn't going to make it through without him, right?
And then all of a sudden, the guy went kind of nutty and thought that the teacher was, or that the professor was stealing his intellectual property, his code.
Yeah. Right.
And obviously, there were fuses loose. The guy created a kill list that he left for authorities to find. He killed his wife. Then he gets in the car and he drives to UCLA across country, kills his professor, and there was another name on the list, and however, for whatever reason, that person escaped death from the...
Well, he wasn't there. He wasn't teaching classes that day. That's what my daughter... There's a couple of posts that we put up, or I put them up at Twitter, but my daughter, who is a third year, I think either third or fourth year prof at UCLA, was in her classroom. They heard the shots. I didn't know what they were, but within 60 seconds, she got a posting, and
it's
the...
It's a Bruin alert, the UCLA name for the school. They're Bruins. And they send out an alert system.
And then after 60 seconds after that, all the buildings were on lockdown. They're all in electronic lockdown, and so the windows get locked down, and then they're told to get on the floor because they're, most of the buildings have large open glass areas. So, you know, you could be sitting duck for somebody, let's say a sniper on the roof. So Megan continued her class, and the kids were on the floor. It happened to have been the last day of classes for the semester, or for the quarter or whatever, and so they just finished the 3 hours on the floor and went out, and she's written a number of things about it that she's posted. A lot of people have posted a lot of stuff. But to go back to what it is that makes people do these sorts of things, by design... These people are insane. This is insanity and the definition of all of these things. This person was insane. So in
living on the same planet with the rest of us. And it's weird how something can you know, something that you would consider normal, Doug, or you know, Victoria and I are rich. If we're all talking, you know, maybe you do some little movement, and they and a crazy person thinks that you're somehow belittling them. I mean, it's there's no set of rules.
Well, if you're looking at he's talking about me, he's disrespecting me, or whatever it is. There's just and then the access to guns with mental health problems with people. It's just that just makes it all crazier and worse. All right, so that's number six on the countdown at 28 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home. and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Capiche, we're talking about the charts this week, the talk radio countdown, and connect with the people who host with me the Good Day program Monday through Friday, issue-oriented items that have been researched. So on the dais with me is Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. We are working our way from number 10 to number 1 with comments about sports talk radio so far, the passing of Prince, that's number 9, what's happening in South America with the Zika virus, number 8 and 7 sort of tied together, number 6, that horror at UCLA this week, number 5 is Pukin' Putin. I tend not to want to spend much time on this stuff because I find what he says crap. He's just a little guy with a little... Yeah, I mean, it's just a, with the stirring of the pot is aimed at getting headlines. That's yeah. All it does to satisfy his ego. Elton John, so this week that was the story. I found that more interesting than any of the other stuff with NATO because I think he's about as flaming as Elton John is, but he didn't want anybody to know it.
Yeah.
So I think that he's a $4 bill.
And hey, did anybody ever find his wife? Remember his wife went missing?
I was just going to say that. Whatever happened to her? He divorced her and then she disappeared from the planet.
Uh-huh.
Kind of what happens to, like, Kim Jong-il's family.
He's a two-bit thug. That's all he is.
Yeah,
and who happens to run one of the biggest countries in the world.
But think about how other people like that with small wee-wees, Adolf Hitler, all the people go back to World War I. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
The great wars in the world and the stature of the people. Bonaparte was basically just barely 5 feet tall. And he always had his hand in his shirt. What do you suppose he was doing that for?
So when you search Putin's wife on Google, here are a couple of the interesting headlines that come up. Rupert Murdoch's ex-wife, Wendy Deng, is dating Vladimir Putin.
What?
As of March 31st, 2016. Putin's ex-wife marries man 21 years younger than her.
She hasn't had sex in a long time. Good for her. Get it, girl.
Vladimir Putin's ex-wife marries 21-year-old toy boy.
What? Toy boy.
Is that like boy toy?
Or a
boy toy, but they say it weird in Europe.
Yeah.
So it looks like they both upgraded.
Yeah. Okay. That's enough.
At least he's alive, so celebrate that.
What I was really saying is he plays Obama like a fiddle. And some of the other, I mean, I don't know that the Europeans pay much attention to him. And you saw what his real fabric was made of when the Panama Papers were released a month or two ago, and you found him up to his Mickey in the corruption that is what's exposed.
Yeah, but does that shock you?
I mean, no, what I thought was more telling than anything else was here he basically launches an invasion of Ukraine to usurp whatever authority they have and try to take the country over, and you find through the Panama Papers that he and the guy who's the president of Ukraine have a financial deal together in the banks, and the oil businesses, they're a part of what makes both of their countries strong. I mean, you see this sort of thing, and then you wonder, is it the same in politics all around the world? Are these people really, I mean, is it really true that there is the animosity that's created by what stories are prevalent, and you think, oh my God, Putin doesn't like Obama? Or is it all just a stage play? I mean, look at what happens when Obama was after Hillary when they ran 8 years ago against one another, and then everything became hunky-dory.
Oh no, and they still hate each other.
Well, but they
hate each other.
Together.
According to all the books that I've read, they work together because they know they have to for the book.
Well,
but they
but Obama,
like Bill Clinton and
Bill Clinton,
President
yeah,
Obama
Bill
will not be in the same room together.
No, they don't like each other. That's clear. Any more than Jimmy Carter likes Bill Clinton. But under the circumstances, but they all get so that things work for their advantage. If it's to their advantage to make things work, that's what's going to...
The commonality
that's why
matter.
Paul Ryan, you know, endorsed Trump. I mean, they all have to work together at some point, so you have to give in.
You have to. And the commonality with all politicians, wherever you are, whether it's Putin or Obama
they're
or whatever, there's a thirst. No, there's
they
a
are.
Thirst for power.
No, they're dirtbags.
Okay.
I agree with Richie. They are dirtbags. They're in it for themselves. Very few of them are really there to serve. Once in a while, you find a good congressman or a good senator that are there to serve. And those are the ones that get in and out. Two or three terms, gonzo, which is the way it was meant to be, not these career politicians like these phonies like Ed Markey from Massachusetts, who is a blight on, my talk about corruption of these people being in the office too long and who they're connected to. I can say the same about McCain on the other side. I think he's been there too long. How many others
have
been there?
You don't have to worry about that. He's in a pretty tight race.
Is he? I didn't know that.
Yes,
really?
He's in a very tight race.
No kidding.
Time for him to go.
All right. Yeah, he's been around long enough.
How long does Putin get to stay around?
Till somebody knocks him off.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the reason Putin left his wife?
Yeah.
21-year-old Russian gymnast.
Yeah, you got to see him. I just sent Victoria the picture. He's
Really? Is that like duh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
no,
like duh?
Nah. I mean, yes.
Duh.
He's
duh.
Young. I mean, I'm not saying he's like all that attractive, but wow. Duh.
He's a powerful man in terms of the Russian.
Would you like to ride on the back of his horse, Jennifer?
Yeah.
No.
All right, let's keep moving here.
No.
Number four on the countdown, the battle against Daesh. Another thing that I don't want to give too much time to because I think it's the same story over and over and over again. The only question that I have in this circumstance is what would attract, to go back to Jennifer for a minute, as she does a local program in Southern California. San Bernardino has been a big focus of what's gone on there. And you look at the information this week that came about as a result of finding who was supplying the guns and why. What in the name of heaven would be so attractive in this that would get you to want to move from the state of California to Afghanistan?
Well, yeah.
Who in their right mind would do that?
You have a couple of reasons that the ISIS fighters are trending this week. And one of them is that Fallujah actually went back to Iraqi forces. So they've been battling for Fallujah in Iraq. And the troops have been doing pretty well. It's not a done deal yet, but they have been advancing in Fallujah. Now, here, you had Enrique Marquez, who was the guy who helped out the shooters in the San Bernardino terrorist attack. He was a next-door neighbor of Saeed Farouk. And these two had plotted some terrorist attacks. Attacks together, and he ended up in custody. He's being charged with all sorts of things that the FBI is now finding, and they found a connection to this group of Californians who tried to get to Afghanistan to join Al-Qaeda. And so why somebody would want to do this, I have no idea why we would leave Western culture, because I don't know about you guys, but I thank God every single day when I wake up that I was born in this country, because there are so many practices that I could not survive with in other areas, especially with an extreme Muslim group around me getting ready to shoot me for every little bit of wrongdoing that would happen. But you know, Dougie and Victoria and Richie, they hire people. Al-Qaeda and ISIS hire people from the West to do marketing to bring people from the West into that culture. And they have glossy magazines like Inspire magazine that tells people how to build bombs and why they should join this fight. And when you have people in society who maybe don't feel like they belong, or they never, that there's some sort of mental illness there already, I guess something there hits with them and they connect. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, this is...
I mean, have you seen Inspire magazine? It looks like, Cosmo for, like, nutties. I mean, it's...
Cosmo for nut jobs.
It's like a real magazine.
All right. But enough on that. I really think it is enough. The Gorilla Case. From Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Zoo.
I'm surprised that's not number one this week, actually.
Well, with me, it is. It is number one with me. Yeah, number one with me. We'll get to it in a moment here. It's 43 past the hour as the folks on Good Day take a shot at the numbers 1 through 10, the stories, the topics, the charts this week from Talkers Magazine.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
On the heels of World MS Day, a globally recognized awareness day for people living with multiple sclerosis, comes a new global initiative. Sanofi Genzyme has launched Versus MS, a campaign to shed light on and address the physical and emotional burden of MS, uncovered in a global survey. 2/3 of respondents living with relapsing MS said MS affected their ability to keep their job. More than half had memory issues, and nearly half felt limited by depression or anxiety. Dr. Ann Bass, MS Clinical Director, Neurology Center of San Antonio, says, quote, having a true understanding of your MS experience today allows your care team to make better decisions that may help delay disease progression tomorrow, end quote. The Versus MS initiative aims to strengthen the global MS community and encourages everyone to join the movement and declare themselves versus MS by visiting vs-ms.com. Each declaration triggers a Sanofi Genzyme one-time donation to the Multiple Sclerosis International Federation.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, good day. Time is 47 after the hour. I am focused with my colleagues here, Victoria, Jennifer, and Rich, on the top stories, the top topics of the week. According to Talkers Magazine, number 3 is the Cincinnati Gorilla case. Who among us has not talked about this, no matter what kind of a radio program you do? We've talked a lot about it from a lot of different angles. It is number 1 with me because I tend to think that there was an overreaction, but perhaps the correct action, it just was an overreaction. There are all kinds of different theories, philosophies. The thing that I'm going to throw this out, and then I'll let my colleagues have their way. I don't believe that we should be disrespecting animals, the animal kingdom. Where do we go? We're all God's creation. You believe in a deity, if you believe in an ultimate intelligence, whatever the force, however you want to describe it, that force hasn't, in my mind, created an empire that we're supposed to run. We're part of a whole, and we're not better than or worse than any of the other creatures that God has created. We've taken it upon ourselves to act that way, and so when it comes to the gorilla is very smart beings. Are they unpredictable? Well, I suppose you talk about being unpredictable. Who would have predicted some guy would get a gun, shoot his wife, drive from Minneapolis to Los Angeles and shoot up UCLA? We're as unpredictable as there, so don't give me that. So I think it's the whole thing is horrible, and the zoo has not been held responsible. What the hell? If you build a zoo and you leave a hole in the fence large enough for a 4-year-old to get through, what do you think is going to happen?
Right.
I mean, the kid didn't force his way in there. He just climbed through it. So
the new fence is ridiculous, too. Did you see the new
silly
fence?
It looks silly.
It doesn't even look like it's going to do anything. Yeah.
It's like the TSA. It's theater. It is. It's the same thing. Nothing comes good of the TSA, except giving all those people jobs that you and I as taxpayers pay for. So what could they do better at the Cincinnati Zoo? I don't know. I question zoos sometimes. Why do we have zoos? Maybe it puts us in touch with some of the animals that we might not see otherwise, but maybe you should save up and take a trip to Africa like Arnold Schwarzenegger did this week. Check that video.
That's a great one.
Check out a video. Check out Schwarzenegger's latest video where he gets chased by an elephant. 50 minutes past the hour here.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Nobody, except Chuck Curry, knows this is the theme from Logan's Run, which is a movie that was produced in 1976. Now Warner Brothers wants to do a remake. I guess I would ask why, but Chucker, who's far better prepared to discuss that than am I, will give us the reason for Warner Brothers thinking, this is a good idea. What's good about this idea? What was the first movie?
Well, the first one was it was an interesting concept about a future society where all life ended at the age of 30, because I guess the people who made the decisions in government didn't feel anybody over 30 had any more viability. Michael York, if you remember him, was a star.
Yep.
Of that film. I know Warner Brothers and producer Joel Silver have been trying to remake this movie for the last 10 years, come up with the numerous scripts, all been rejected. They just hired a guy named Ryan Condal, who is responsible for the USA TV show Colony. I'm not familiar with it, but they've hired him to write a new script for that long-planned reboot. From what I hear, they're going to go more to the original novel. I'm not that familiar with it than the original movie in 76. But the 76 film did make money, was a hit, has a pretty strong following. So they think they can make this into a viable franchise and hope to turn it into a not just a one movie, but maybe one, two, or three. 3, see where that goes. Actually, Doug, if you remember, there was a movie in the 70s called Soylent Green with Charles Heston. I'd like to see that remade because I was a big fan of that film.
Yeah, it's just as creepy. You have just such creepy taste in movies. Good God. Creepy.
Yeah, Chucker. Stuff. Creepy.
Well, I appreciate that compliment this early in the morning.
Hi, Chuck Curry on the Good Day program, Movie Moments, with an overview of what's new at the box office this weekend coming up next here on Good Day.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, so Chuck has got a list. I just went to see what was playing at my local theater this weekend. The Nice Guys, still there. I haven't seen that. That looked like it would be a good movie. Money Monster.
Yeah, I like that film, although it's sort of petering out at the box office. So go see it quick, Doug, before it disappears from your local theater.
All right, so what's Me Before You? That's out today, right?
Me Before You, it's one of those movies based on a romantic novel. Stars Emily Clark of HBO's Game of Thrones. It's tracking in the $15 million range. I believe they produced it for just $20. The big movie this weekend should be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Doug, with your favorite, Megan Fox, opening on over 4,000 screens, tracking at around $35 million. The original, which came out 2 years ago, had an opening weekend of $65 million. So this one's not going to do nearly as well, although it's getting a high-profile release. And the only other movie opening this weekend, Pop Star with Andy Samberg. This film's gotten good reviews, but tracking very weakly, just tracking at around a $4.5 million opening weekend.
See the one, the Brooklyn 99 or whatever it is?
Yep.
See the guy?
Formerly of SNL.
SNL.
He's very funny, but the thing is, a lot of these comics from SNL, when they enter movies, a lot of them work very well in supporting roles, but when you put them in a film where they're the star, they have a lot of trouble gaining traction in terms of having a opening weekend. One bit of news, Doug, interesting. Yesterday, Warner Brothers released a trailer to their 30-minute R-rated version of Batman vs. Superman, which will hit DVD on June 28th. I have a feeling the studio's going to make up a lot of coin. There's going to be a lot.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.